We are on Daf Vov Omed Aleph. We have one more Tosfos on the previous sugya, and then we'll learn further. We are in the Gemara. Rav Chisda said that if someone sent a get from Aktisfain to Archir, they have to say before Nichtav. They archer like this one, they don't have to say Bifanai Nichtav. And this is it explained, archer was in Bovel, like this one was Chutz mi Bovel. And the Gemara says, why may archer like this one, you do not have to say? So the Gemara says, because the people from archer used to go to Aktisvain, and they used to do business in Aktisvain. And they wrote shtoris, they borrowed money from the Anshei Aktisvain. So the Anshei Aktisvain were baki in the chsimis of the Anshei Archer. So if someone would send a get from Archer to Aktisvain, number one, the Anshei Aktisvain were baki b'chsimosam. Number two, Rashi says there were always in Aktisvain people from Archer doing business. So memele, there was never a problem of Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimoi if a get was sent from Archer to Aktisvain. Asha'enkein, if a get was sent from Aktisvain to Archer, no one knew the signatures of Anshei Aktisvain, even though there were many Archer people in Aktisvain, but they were busy with business, Bishukaya Tridi, so they never would have a chance to get involved in recognizing the chsimas from the Anshei Aktisvain, so therefore, a person sends a get from Aktisvain to Archer, have to say before Nichtav. Let us see Taisvis. Hani Yodi Bechsimis Yodayu Dahani. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says that the people in Aktisvain were able to recognize the Chsimis from Anshei Archer because since they were by them, so they used to write shtoris, etc. So they recognized their chsime. So even though the Anshei Archer were busy people, they were involved in business, immersed in business, but Al Kaponim, the Anshei Aktisvain would know their signatures. Bimtaima Lael Da'oma, we had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. If you have to say Bifanai Nichtav in Bovel, is it called Eidim Mekzuim Lekaima? Medina Bemdina Bebovel. So Rav said you don't have to say because Kivdike Mesifte, there were yeshivas, Sure and Erdor, Abrav and Shmuel. So Memele, there were people going back and forth. So he had Eidim Mitzim Lekaima. And Shmuel Sova Mesifte Begirsai Yitridi. These people who were going from one yeshiva to the other yeshiva, they were completely immersed in learning. So they didn't recognize any signatures. That means if someone came from Surat to Nardor, and he was learning in the yeshiva of Nardor, and someone would come over to him and ask him, ah, Mamish Hashgacha Protis, you're from Surah, and maybe you recognize this chsime, these people in the yeshivas, Pigirsai Tridei, they didn't have the faintest idea of the people who lived in Surah that they should be makir their chsimes, Pigirsai Tridei, they were completely immersed in learning. Vim Toima. La'el da'oma Pigirsai Tridei, amaylo emrinin de bnei hamokim mekirin chsumosum, the Omar Hoche, the Bignei Aktisvain, Makirin Chsimis, Bnei Archer, half a gav the Bnei Archer, 3D Bishuke. So Taisvis asks, that is true, the Bnei HaYeshiva are Torah B'Girsayu. But the signatures of the Bnei HaYeshiva, Mistama, let's say if you had people coming from Surah to Nardor. So the Bnei HaYeshiva from Surah, they couldn't be Maker Chsimis from Surah. But the people of Nardor, who all the time the Bnei Yeshiva for Surah were in Nardor, they were Maker the Chsimis of Anshei Surah that learned in the Yeshiva. That means the Chsimis of the Yeshiva life, the Anshei Nardor, forget about the Talmidim. The Talmidim B'Girsayu treaty. So Tosfos says, just like the Gemara says, the Bnei Archir, Abishukayu treaty. They're also involved in business. But Al Koponim, the people in Aktisvin know their signatures. Because they're staying in their city, they have their signatures. So Tosfos asks the Talmidei Chachomim, who come from Surah to Nardor, so Taka, these Talmidei Chachomim, their signatures, Mestama, are recognizable by Anshei Nardor. So Tosfos means to say, so Mestama, who signed on a get, let's be Mamti Tosfos Kasha. So who signed on a get in Surah? Mestama, Talmud Chochem, who learned 5 years ago in the yeshiva. Now he's back in Surah, and he signs on a get. And in Nardor, they'll recognize his signature because he was, for 5 years he was living in Nardor, and the Anshei Nardor will recognize his signature. These people don't even write their signatures. They're so involved in learning. That means the Anshei Archir, they were businessmen. They were there. They were doing business. They had to borrow money. So they wrote shtoris. So their signatures became known to the Anshei Aktisvein. But the Talmidim from Surah who came to Nardor, they didn't write any signatures, period. They were in the base medrash from dawn to dawn. And Fakerti had no shaykhs with the Anshei Nardor. So therefore, Shmuel held that in Bovel you have to say b'fanei nichtov. Now let us see the Gemara further. Rabbe, this is 4 lines from before the lines start getting wide. Rabbe baravua matzrich me'arso la'arso. Merdike chidushim we'll see here. Me'arso la'arso. Mishuras habatim shebetzad reshus harabim leshure shekenegdo. That means, from across the street, we're talking about Mechuzah, the city of Mechuzah. So if a husband sent a get from one side of the street, the wife was on the other side of the street, so Rabbi Barabu has said, you have to say, b'fonei nichta, b'fonei nechta. Rav Sheishis matzrich mishchune leshchune. Rav Sheishis was a bigger chiddush. Mishchune leshchune, Rashi says, stam shchune shloi shabbat him meseches avay desore. So they were on the same side of the street. You have 2 shchunes, and memele each shchune was a small villa of 3 houses. So memele, if you took from one shchune to the other shchune, you have to say b'fonei nichta. V'rove matzich b'yishe shchune. And Rove said in this 3-house villa, if the wife was in the second house, he had to say b'fanei nichta. So this is mamish chedushim neiroi. So the Gemara asks for Rove domel pishin edim mitzuyim lekaimoi. So why have to say b'fanei nichta in the same shchune, the same side of the street? And the same street, the other side of the street. So the Gemara answers, Shani b'nei mechuzah denaydi. The b'nei mechuzah were on the go. Now we'll see exactly, amachlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what this exactly means. Denaydi einon mishnayim bebotayim. Shetrudim b'schoire. And at home, they're busy. They'll work aholics. Ve'ein makirin chsimais shabinei. That means, their whole They were businessmen. They had nothing to do with their neighbors. So Memele, so a person could write Amiget, and yes, and he's 1 foot out of the door. Can you sign on the get? Fine, I'll sign on the get. And then he's we have to work. So Memele, so him you won't find, the aid you won't find. And all these other people are also so involved in their business. Who recognizes the chsimis of his next door neighbor? They're also busy. It means if people would stay around more often, maybe they'd socialize more often. So Memele could be then they'd recognize the chsimis. But if everyone is on the go, so therefore, when you bring it across the street, so if the Baal will be ma'ara, that eight, who knows when and where she could ever find this eight. He went on a business trip. Who knows how long he's going to be there. So Memele, so therefore, there's not, and this was the bustling city of Mechuza, and therefore, Rav held that you have to say b'fanei nichta, b'fanei nechna, afilu ba'isa shchun. Let us see Taisvitz. V'rov u'dom afishin edim mitzuyim l'kaim. Kashe. This moist akashe, Rav, how could you say b'fanei nechta? You all, that's an edim mitzuyim l'kaim, oi. So the across the street is an edim mitzuyim l'kaim, oi. Dimash midi have a sova Rav afishin b'kiyim l'shmo. But what if Rav, I mean, it's akashe, Rav, l'shitos, I don't understand you. But if he main bekim lishma avenichalei, v'amayva mechuse mi bovelu, the bekim lishma, mechuse was a chelik of bovel, they were boki lishma. Yesh loyma, so Taisa says the Shema, legitin u leyuchsin leichshivi mi bovel. That means there were different neighborhoods in bovel. There was the elite neighborhood of bovel, that's the Mokim and Yeshivas, the Mokim that you had Miyuchosim, and we mentioned yesterday that Eretz Yisrael was Isa Lebovel, that Kol HaRotzei Yisrael Eretz Yisrael is also Isa Lebovel. That means that the Bovel was, everyone that was in Bovel was Miyuchas. So this was in certain neighborhoods and areas of Bovel. There were other areas in Bovel that weren't so elite. There weren't such Tamid HaChomim. Could be there weren't such Miyuchosim. So Memele, so could be Mechuzah was one of these areas. So we couldn't ask Akasha, if Rav were Taka, all the Tamas Alf Lishma, could be in this area there weren't Baki Lishma. Now we said Bovel Keretz Yisrael, the Gittin means the bubble, which is like Eretz Yisrael, so that's Eretz Yisrael legit. We see the Shema legit liyuchsa lechshivi mi bubble the shchichi bogerim. It's not considered its bubble because in mechusa there were gerim. Kedush bechbasa the kedushin kabram zera the dorish be mechusa ger muta be mamzeres. Mash mit the einze ike yachas of bubble. This is not the ike makim yichus of bubble. He did darshan about Gerim, so this wasn't in the heart of Bovel, you couldn't find Gerim. He had only pure Miyuchos. So that's why the Gemara would not have such a kasha and Rav if you hold the Tamas al Lishmo, maybe in this Mokim they weren't Boki. Wouldn't have a Motzel and Mifrech, the Rabbi Baravua, the Rav Sheshes, the Gemara could have also asked the kasha. Why, according to Rabbi Babu and Rav Sheshes, you only have to say b'fanei nichtav, v'dal kochach svir olei nami kerov, v'dal mefishin edim mitzuyim l'kaimoy. V'im ishum dein bekiin l'shmo, v'hani lo gmiri, afilo bo oisa shchunin nami yatzrichu. He says, the only one that said oisa shchunin was Rav, but the others said, mishchunin l'shchunin, miyarsa liyarsa. So if they hold, so of course they also hold al tzeinim etzim l'kaimoi, because if it's lishma, so why dafke me'arsel arsel, me'arsel shchun also should need to say b'fani nechta. Well, the nechalei, le'mifrach miro v'dislei behed yehochi. Well, mishani, what does the Gemara answer? Shani b'nei mechuzah denaydi. The b'nei mechuzah are always traveling. L'kach matzrich abba barabu me'arsel arsel. Now what does naidi mean? So Taisha says a different pshat. She'olchim lehen makiri hachsimais. The makiri hachsimais koidim she'tivoda halichoson libnei alsa acheres. That means the makiri, so Taisha does not learn like Rashi. Rashi says that mechuzah, no one knew or recognized anyone's chsime. They were all busy and traveling. That's what Rashi said. Taisha seems to say it's not true. I mean, the neighbors were able to be makir the chsimes. So why do you have to say before they nechtav? We need to say before they nechtav, shahilchen lahem makiri achsimes, the makir achsimes, leave koidim shetivoda halichosun livnei arsa achers. That means the bnei ha'arsa, you have people who recognize signatures, but they leave. They leave on trips. So the woman who got the get, when she got the get, she didn't feel pressured to be mekayim the get as soon as she got it. She'll take her time a little bit. She'll take a breathe a little bit for a few days, and then she'll go over to the other arsa, and she'll be mekayim the get. And that might be her downfall, because could be, when she goes there, the makiri achsimis had left on a business trip. That means if she would have gone the same day when she got it, to get Mustama, she could be mekayim it. But the same day, who goes the same day? You have to breathe a little bit. Now she's giget. So anyway, so when she, but she'll be under the impression, under the mistaken impression, that she has time to be mekayim the get, and the mekiri achsimis are unpredictable. We can never know when you can find it. You can think they're there and they're not there. ומתוך כך אין הסהורים לקיים שטורם קודם הליכוסם. אבל משכונה לשכונה, להיה מצריך. כסובת בקולה ארסה יוידן קולכת בליכס חבר, on the same side of the block, you know already when he's going for a business trip. ומרקשס אישה קיים קודם הליכוסם. So there, on the, you know the schedules on the same block, so ממילה, so she'll be able to חפריים וחסימה, the קיים החסימה. שישש חושב ולבייסה ארצה ברבה ולבייסה שכונה. אגבוכה, we have here a interesting machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. What is the problem? Rashi makes them completely ignorant. The Torot, the Trudim b'schoire, ומכירים חסים משבניהם. Rashi says, that you couldn't find that everyone is told b'schoyer. This is the namakir b'chsimis. You don't know that's how Rashi learns. Taisa seems to say that's perhaps too far fetched. That you have people which are makir b'chsimis, but they travel, and the woman will rely that she has time to be mekayim the get, and that can be her downfall because. At the time she decides to be mekayim the get, could be they went away for a journey. So I thought perhaps we could say that Rashi and Tosfos go l'shitosam. What is the l'shitosam? We heard on the Beis Amud Beis that the mother wanted to say a nafkamina between Rab and Rove. So nafkamina will be a suye beitre if two shluchim will bring a get. So, according to Rava, you don't have to say b'fanei nichta because it's eidim mitzuyim l'kaima. So that's how Rashi learns pshat. Rashi learns that the two shluchim, they brought the get, shneim nasu shluchim, im ya'ar ha'bal ha'reihem mitzuyim l'kaima. If the baal will be ma'ar, you have these two shluchim that came from Medina Sayyam. So you have eidim mitzuyim l'kaima, so there's no reason to say before nanichta. That's how Rashi said. In Tosfos asks Akash and Rashi, Otu b'kipe tol yuhu. What do you mean you have eidim mitzuyim l'kaima? The shluchim came from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. How long do you think they're going to be there? They're going to be here another 10 years. You imprison them. They're going to go back right away. That's not called Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayim. So therefore, Tosfos has a different shot in the Gemara. So we had mentioned when we learned that Beis Amid Beis, that Rav Shlomo Hyman says that Rashi held that Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayim means as follows, that when you give an Isha a get, she should have the capability to be Mekayim. That means she shouldn't get, you gave her a get, and now the Baal's being Ma'arim, and she's lost. She had nothing what to do. But, if Bishas Nesines HaGet, yet two Shluchim that brought over the get. So right now they could be Mekayim. She's a Batlin. She didn't, take the opportunity. That's not our fault. The Takonas Chazal of saying before Neinechdav was, if an Ish is going to be Mekabel a get, without any capability of being Mekayim the get, she's in Eretz Yisrael, came from Medina, so young one, Shliach brought it, then it's bitter. Then they said you have to say, B'chon Nechta, B'chon Nechta. But, if two Shluchim brought, so she could not be Mekayim the get, if she didn't do it, Zichat Tais has a very good kasha, that they're going back tomorrow, 100% they're going back tomorrow. But V'shas Nesina said, get Yevedim Mitzuyim Lekayim, and more than that you don't need, we already took care of her. She's a batlin, that's her adlock. We will make a takona for a batlin. She has the capability to be mekayim the get. So it could be very good. Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos. Tosfos says, ma'al salah, so this eidim mitzuyim mekayim. But it could be that she'll rely, they're still here, and they left. And they left. So memela, so that's why you have to say it. Rashi didn't want to say like that. Because if the Yom Nesinus again, you still have them here, you have the Edom here, you have Makirim here, so Mamel, that's enough, you don't need more than that. So therefore, Rashi had to say a different shot. Rashi had to say that no one is Makir Dachsimus, and no one's around. That's what Rashi says. And Taisus Lushitosi, that holds, that's not called Edom Mitzuyim Lekayim. You need, it should be, you have to have Edom that are sticking around for a longer period of time. So here it's not Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayim because they might take a trip and when she'll want them, she won't be able to find them. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Rav Chanin Mishtoi, Rav Chanin related, Rav Kahani Aisi Gita, Rav Kahana brought a get, V'lo Yodana, I don't know, Im Misura L'Nardor, I don't know exactly if the story was, it was from Surah to Nardor, from Nardor to Surah. Also, the Kamei Derov, the Rav, he came to Rav, Omalei Tzrichne Lameime Bavanei Nichta, Bavanei Nechtam, Oiloi Tzrichne, Omalei Loi Tzriches. He told him, you don't have to. The Ovdis Ahanis, but if you'll say, it will help. Now, before we go further, although I skipped the Tosfos, but just let me mention, on this Gemara, I want to mention Amorah deKavod from the Cheshek Shleime, and that's will be Negei, Tosfos and Avov Amid Beis. We have to be bedayik everywhere in the Gemara. Rav Chanin related that Rav Kahane brought a get. He doesn't know from Surah to Nardor, Nardor to Surah, that he can't remember. He came to Rav and he asked him a Shaila. So, between you and me, what's the difference? Surah and Nardor both were Bovel. We had before, he told them, Leitzriches, the Bovel, Keretz Yisrael, Rashi says, Bovel, you don't have to say, Nichta. How's it more before? Machlekes Rav Shmuel, Pasuk Lakav. So why is it so important to know if it was Surah to Nador, Nador to Surah, Zut the Heilike Cheshek Shleime, Amir de Kabot. We had before that who was the Rosh Hashiva in Surah? Rav. He also, Rav Lebovel, so Rashi says that Shmuel was there already before in Nador, and Rav came, Rav made a yeshiva in Surah. Now, we know Rav Kahane asked Rav, do I have to say before I nichtav? And Rav said, you don't have to say. Now, we don't know if this was misugel in the door or min el door lesuris. What does that mean? If it was misugel in el door, so that means rab, so that means the get originated in surah. So the shliach of kahana came to Rav, so what was the shaila? So then the shaila was, do I have to be there by the get? Do I have to be there? I mean, a get is being written in surah, and Rav was now in surah, do I have to be there by the get? That was the shaila. So Rav said, you don't have to be there. So from this we'll see that Bovel, afilu lechatchila, you don't say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. It's mamish bubble keretz yisrael. If the story was the other way around, it was from nardol lesuret, so then mustama the story was as follows. He came to, he was a shlich in nardol, and he came to Rav in suret. So there mustama the question was a different question. He came to Rav, he said, I'm in suret. So I have to say b'fani nechta, so it could be there the shaila was, I wasn't there by the ksiba. Now someone tells you to say b'fani nechta. Do I have to say b'fani nechta, yes or no? And Rav says you don't have to say. So then I only know that b'di'evet, if you were not there by the ksiba, so you don't have to say, it's not ma'akev. That means it matters where the shaila was asked. If the shaila was asked, the shah was ich asked in Surah, but the shah was where the get was sent out from. If the get was sent out from Surah, so then we could assume the shaila was, do I have to be by the ksivas again? Because that was the mokim of the ksivas again. If the get was written in Erdo, and was given over in Surah, so then the shaila was, if I won't say before my nechta, will it pass all the get? So one way we have a raya, you don't have to say. And one way we have a raya, you don't have to say. And that's the way we'll gain something with this, with the later Taisus. Let us see what Rashi says. Leitzriches the bubble keretz yisrael. Now before we turn the page, let us learn the last Taisus. Shani b'nei mechuzah denaydi. So meila b'nei mechuzah denaydi. Mikan poisik rabbeinu tam. The hashta bisman hazeh, if the Gemara tells us when people are all torud binyonam, you cannot be assured that you can find mikimei hachsimis, bisman hazeh tzorech loyme b'chol mokim b'fonei nechta. Wherever you are, I think the remosas are filled from one house to the next house. No everyone is on the go. So Mamela, we do not have Aidim Mitsuyim Lakaima from anywhere. So Mela the Benatam says you have to say before Nay Nichta and from the Nechta. My shvogger tended to me, they shouldn't look so modern. He says, he asked me, do you know your neighbor's signatures? In a chanami. That's like a pshat, where people are very busy, or always on the go, and you don't know when you can find them. And the Taisus pshat is a bissel chudish tik. That means no one knows when anyone will be around, when he'll be needed. The of the Sahanis. He says, so Rav told Rav Kahane, you don't have to say Mikra Din before Nechtav. But the of this, but if you will say Ahanis, it will help. My of the Sahanis. The Osi Baal Ma'are Loi Meshkechinim Beit. That means even though halachically you don't have to say, but if you do say, you'll have an Amonis Kineged Iru Rabal. Kedisanya. The mob brings a mice upon a barais. Mice ba'odam echot shevi get lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. Oma aloi tzorech an iloim b'fonei nichta b'fonei nechta moi eini tzorech. They have to say or not. Oma aloi b'ni meheichanata. Where are you from? But they brought this Neretz Yisrael. Oma aloi Rebbe mikvar sisoi ani. I'm from kvar sisoi. Why? That means, he gave him, not that you have to say, have to say, or would be preferable to say, that if the Bala be ma'aril, so she won't need Eidim. That's what you should say. Shaloi tizokek leidim. That means not me'ikar adim. Ikar adim, not to tell me reasons. Is that takonos chazal? You have to say, v'anei nichta, v'anei nechta. No, he told them to say, shaloi tizokek leidim. La'ache sheyotso. After he left, nichnas lefon lov Rabbi Loi. So Rabbi Loi went to Rabbi Shmuel, heard this psak.
He had ready this command that base and with Alfon Taisvis.
So Rabbi Loi asked him, I don't understand. Kfar Sisoi is more moved on the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and it's closer to Tzipoiri more than Akko. It's not Ramerei Oimer Akko Keretz Yisrael Legit. Akko is a din of Eretz Yisrael Legit. So my male is of Akku is as in the Eretz Yisrael. So what the give is Kfar Sisoi? Pafilu Rabbono le pligile dramer ala ba'akku de melchike. Because Akku is far away from Tzipoiri. Ala Kfar Sisoi de mekal de loy. Oh my loy. So he told him. So Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Loi. Shisoi panish. Shisoi kheil v'yotz adova behetar. Don't make an asik out of it. So the Gemara asks, "Aiu nami shaleiti zokek laidim kamalei." So the Gemara asks, "What comes with the shaila of Rabbi Loi? He didn't tell him you have to. He told him it's preferable to do it." So the Gemara says, "Lei samu kamei." They didn't tell over Rabbi Loi the whole story. If they told him those, they wouldn't have asked any kashas, but he wasn't informed of the whole story. So that's what he thought you're mechuyev to say. Yeah. Let us see some loshon hayel v'yotz adovo beheta yotz. Let us see Rashi. Kedisan yedaf mi she'ein etzach loimah. One that doesn't have to say Mama Mahani. Kfar Sisoi Shemokim. Shlaitizokiki Shalaidim Mikro Olav Iro. Viyunami Vlav Mishum Detzorch. Rabbi Shmuel Gufis said that the reason you have to say is Al Shlaitizokik Laidim. My Kashale Rabbi Loi. Le Samu Kamed Rabbi Loi Leshim de Milsen Rabbi Shmuel. When they told him over this Maise, they did not tell him this last shura, so he didn't hear this, that the Rabbi Shmuel only means the yes or says. The of this ahanis, let's see Taisvis. So Rav told Rav Kahane, you don't have to say, but if you'll say, it will help. Mashme de befonai nichtav moil be'eretz Yisrael. So Taisvis says, is mashme b'fan einichta will help in Eretz Yisrael. So the Yadovid asks Akasha, what's that mashme? It's often. Here we're talking about Bovel. He asked him, do I have to say b'fan einichta? And he told him, you don't have to say. And then he said, but if you'll say, it'll help. Now, Bovel k'Eretz Yisrael legitin. So we see from over here, even though you don't have to say, but if you say it helps. So what does Taisa say? Mashme de b'fanei nichtav meil beretz Yisrael. Muchach. Not mashme. Mashme by says it's mashme that it will help. It's muchach. So dachsech mir, according to the Cheshik Shleima, we learned, and on medalev, dachsech mir will be very good for emphasis kasha. That means the Cheshik Shleima era sofik, if in bovel lechatchila you have to say. Maybe you do have to say, we don't have to say, was totally in the two lishainas. So it could be, if there's a din lechatchila to say before nay nichtav, so then if he said, tzicha will help, before the bar was ma'ara. But it could be, if there's not even lechatchila, there's a din to say, so it could be, it won't help kiv nagadir rabar. Or maybe not. So therefore, Taisus cannot say, muchach. Eretz Yisrael, lechatchila you don't have to say. It says, I maybe get Eretz Yisrael, ain't tzorich loimba b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechta. Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say. But al koponim, so memele, so it's not muchach from our Gemara, but it's mashma from our Gemara. That means if we won't be mechalek between lechatchila and not lechatchila, so then we could say that just like in Babel it helps, in Eretz Yisrael also helps. V'had amar v'seif peirik beis ba'oretz delav adibur adidosam chinom mehemne. The Gemara asks a kasha. The Mishnah says that there's chomish noshim asoynes zeh. A mother-in-law hates a daughter-in-law, and vice versa. So the Mishnah says, but a mother-in-law can bring a get. A mother-in-law can bring a get, and we don't declare that she wants to be mekalkala. She can bring a get. So the Gemara Sakash will enter b'raisa. A mother-in-law can't bring a get. So Moran says, "Kan be'eretz Yisrael, kan b'chutz lo'etz. Be'eretz Yisrael, the lava di bura di dosam chinom. You're not relying on what she's saying. That means that you're not relying on her the money. She brought a get, so we're relying on the get, not on what she has to say. Is mehemna? So then she's believed. But b'chutz lo'etz, you have to believe her. Not that the get isn't sufficient." We have to believe upon that we won't believe a woman who hates the miscarriages. We won't believe our mother-in-law what she's saying. So the Gemara differentiates between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'etz. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't rely on what she says, and so therefore she can bring the get. Taisus just said, and Eretz Yisrael could also rely on the shliach. If the shliach says b'fanei nifta, Taisus says mashme the b'fanei nifta v'moil b'Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says over there we don't rely on what she says. So Taisus says you're miscalculating one thing. Einim b'shum da'ayri b'loy oma b'fanei nifta gistame v'yiget b'Eretz Yisrael avyom esamchina dibur kedemrin enoch. So Taisus answers as follows. Taisa says, the Gemara over there is speaking about that a mother-in-law brought a get. Normally, when someone brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, normally you don't say anything. You don't have to say. Ain't such lame. So in that case, we don't have to say. So we say, we'll believe her. We'll take the get, because we're not relying on her. In Chutz La'aretz, she has to say, so she can't bring a get. I can't believe her. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, not a mother-in-law, a Pasha Teshliyeh will say before Nainichtav, so that's Mashma from Asugya, will believe him, even though he doesn't have to say, but if he says he has an Amonis. Zekta Taisus Rashba, if a mother-in-law is saying Eretz Yisrael, a mother-in-law won't be believed. If she says already, it's like Chutz La'aretz. But the Gemara only is saying in a normal case of Eretz Yisrael, normally no one says anything. So therefore, Samuzayal's bringing the get will believe her. But not that the Gemara means that Davdibus Amchinen does not mean that if she says we don't believe her. That means that is true. I mean, the Gemara just is telling us in Eretz Yisrael, normally it is not said. So that's why we believe her. That's why she's believed. If she will say, okay, we won't believe her. So the Gemara weiter. Sholach le'erav Yosef le'erav Chizde. Now, it's a very interesting Gemara. Rav Yosef lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chizde lived in Babel. So Rav Yosef sent Rav Chizde, Gittin haboim misham lekan. If Gittin will be sent from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, ein tzorach loyma b'fonei nichta b'fonei nechta. She don't have to say b'fonei nichta. He told them, he says, Rav Yosef was from the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. So he sent Rav Chizde in Bavel, he sent Gittin from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, don't have to say. The Gemara Leime Kasov of Ishaim Bekim Lishma Bahani Gmiri. Maybe Rav Yosef holds that the reason you say Bafanei Nichtav is also Lishma, and then Bavel that Tamid Chachomim. So the Gemara says that can't be the reason. But Tizbara Rabbi Islay Derave. You have to say Altskiim also. Ela de kul alma bina lekaima, de kiven de ike, rabim, de salki venochsi, mishkach shichi. This tamidi chachomim, there were yeshivas in Bovel, the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and there was going back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel. So memele, so there's eidim mitzvim lekaima. They say, just like we paskel alocha like Rav, in Bavel Gufim in Medina le Medina, you don't have to say. Because you have Talmidim going from one yeshiva to the other yeshiva. So Adin Rav Yosef said, we have Talmidim going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so you have Eidim Mitzvim Lekai. A psak from Rav Yosef. Omar Rav Yosef, now we have a Rav from Eretz Yisrael, sends a psak. Omar Rav Yosef, man leimelon der Rav Yosef bar Samchu. Who says a psak? We can rely on him, a psak. Who says he's a bar Samchu? Boyd? And now bring your eye that this Rav Yosef is not so, he's not such a big Talmud Chochem. It was a maise. He sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda in Bavel. Now this Rabbi Yosef was a very outspoken person, and he had tainis, they used to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The husbands used to leave the families in Bavel, the wives and the children in Bavel. They went to Eretz Yisrael, and they sat and learned Allah Teira, Allah Voide, Nebuch, the wives of the kids in Bavel were suffering. So Rabbi Yosef sent to Rabbi Yehuda, Bnei Odom, Oilim, Misham, Lekan, you think they're doing Leila, Leila. Hein kaimu ba'atzmon, vayitnu hayelet bezoyne, vayalda mochu b'yayim vayishtu. They don't care about their children, they don't care about their daughters, they were everything mafke. So Memele, so he criticized this. He was not happy with this anhaga. Vikosavle. Now, in this letter that Rabbi Yosef sent to Rabbi Yehuda, and he wrote to the posik in Yoyel, Vayitnu Ayelad Bezoyne, Vayalda Mocha Biyayim Vayishtu, Vikosavle Beloy Sirtot. This posik was written, this is Divrei Torah, it was written Beloy Sirtot. Without a line on top. Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchok, shtayim koisvin, shalosh ein koisvin. Rabbi Yitzchok said, if you write a posik, you write Divrei Torah, two words you could write without a line. It means these are the sirtutim we have and the Sifrei Torah, we have lines, and the line is on the, we start on the top of the ois, the whole ois is top, that's the sirtutim on top of the shura. So Rabbi Yitzchok had said, two words of a posik a person is permitted to write without siltut. Three words he's not allowed to write without siltut. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok said. The Masnisiton in the Bereishit says, Shalosh Koisvin Arba Ein Koisvin. Three words you could write without siltut. Now, so Rabbi Yosef asked, this Rabbi Yosef, he wrote, Vayitnu Hayelet Bezoina Vayalda Mochu Vayayim Vayishtu. Seven words he wrote, he sent to my posik. He's writing a letter, he's telling the Musil to the Anshe Bovel, and he didn't make Sirtut. So you see what kind of a rabbi he is. Achmein, this is not shine. So we should rely on him, he's a Bar Samche. That was Rav Yosef Steiner. Omar Le'Abaye. So Abaye said, Otto, called the Layoda Hoda Rabbi Yitzchok, Rav Gavra Rabu. If he didn't have this memory of Rabbi Yitzchok, so he's not a Gavra Rabbi. And showed it. Bishloime milse de talye besvore lechaye. That means, Bishloime, if Rabbi Yosef did not understand something, which this, the Seichel Hayosho is mechayev, he didn't understand the svare pshute, so then you're right. So he's not a bar samche. That means this person is, he doesn't have a seichel ayosha, so he can't rely on him. But this maisa with Rav Yitzchok, you're jumping down his neck, he wrote a posik without siltut. This is a member of Rabbi Yitzchak. Gemara lo shmir, he didn't hear it. He heard all the members a person has to hear. Mainly, he didn't have an internet. And some mail, so how should he know what Rabbi Yitzchak said? A member, fine. He didn't know about it. Great. And if you're clearing who Rabbi Yosser is, or Rabbi Yosser, he da ask him more al yodek. The Rabbi Nishlam gave askoma to Rabbi Yosser. So listen. If you have askoma from the Rabbi Nishlam, that's a gavre rabbi. Dich see, now where do we see this? The Rabbi Nishlam gave askoma to Rabbi Yosser. Vatizne olov pilaksha. It says by Pilegesh Begive, vatizne olov pilaksha. That his Pilegesh was Tizna Olof. Now what did she do? Rabbi Yosser Omar Zvuv Motzolo. Rabbi Yosser said that it was a fly in the food. That's Vatiznes Vatisrach. She did an Avle. He found a fly in the food, in the soup. He found a fly. Rabbi Yonison Omar Nimo Motzolo. No, he found the hair. We'll see later where the hair was. Now we see who this Rabbi Yosser is. In Agavuche, it's also very interesting. Abai didn't make an Asik yet Gil Eliyo. That's also something. It's very not common to have Gil Eliyo. Rabbi Yosser met Eliyo. Omalei. So they started a conversation, a very interesting conversation. So he asks Eliyahu, my COVID HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Ben Shalom doing now? He asks this to Eliyahu. Omalei Osik Pelegesh Begibe. The Ben Shalom is Osik now in the Parsha of Pelegesh Begibe. My Koma. Was it the Ben Shalom of Sashtik Teirah from the Ben Shalom of Parsha of Pelegesh Begibe? Omalei, he says, Ev Yosel Beni Kachu Oimer, Yinosim b'ni kachavoyim. But I mean, the Rebbe Shalom is saying the posik vatizne olof pelakshe. What is pshat and vatizne? Rav Yosser says, this is pshat. Yinosim says, this is pshat. Om alei, so Rav Yosser told, Rav Yosser told the Yol, chas v'sholom, how could that be? Om alei, Rav Yosser b'ni kachavoyim, Yinosim b'ni kachavoyim. The taitch of vatizne, there's a machlekes. Omalei chas v'sholom ikes feike kamishemai, the Rebbein Shalom has feikes. Omalei, so Eliyahu told him, no, eilu v'eilu divrei lekim chai. Hey, that means both were machabon lamite shotai. Both are true. Zvuv motzo, he found a zvuv, that's true. V'loi hikpit, and he wasn't machpit, he didn't send her away for the zvuv. Nima motza vehikpit. They found the hair, and then he was back. Omar Rav Yehuda Sanar, Rav Yehuda explained why on the zvuv he wasn't makpid, and why on the hair he was makpid. Is zvuv bekoro. The zvuv, he found a fly in the plate. Venima ba'ise moke. And Nima was ba'ise moke. There was a hair. And that hair could have been geirim b'shas bila that he could become a krushofcho. Is zvu mi isuso? So zvu, it's the most that there's a fly swimming around in his soup. So, okay. So, is vatiz nolo pelaksha, he was an avle, but, he wasn't makpit. Nima sakante, but nima the hair, this is a sakone, can become a krushofcha. Ike the amri others say, idi vi idi bekaora. No, he found a hair and a fly in the soup. Is zvuv unso. So zvuv is an einus. It wasn't a fault. The fly doesn't ask permission to come in. The fly came in, finished. And then she didn't, and then when she gave it to him, it came in everybody. So what did she do? But her hair, Mr. Tamu, was her hair that fell into the soup. So that's already a pshia. So there was an avla. Let us see Rashi. Agavuch edach samer Rav Chaim Voloshin says, this is a very interesting gemara, that Rabbi Yossi asked Eliyahu HaNavi, what is the Rabbein Shalom Isaac in now? Is the Pelegish Begiva? Yeah, Pasuk there. I mean, it's very coincidental that it seems there was a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Parshas Pelegish Begiva. The Rabbein Shalom Grad then was learning Pelegish Begiva. So Rabbi Chaim Voloshin says it's not coincidental. When every Yid is learning something, the Eibishter is repeating what he's saying. That means the Rabbein Shalom is Isaac in the Dvorim that Klal Yisrael is learning in. So they were learning Pelegish, that was Negeir Rabbi Yosef. Someone else in Eskaliyo told him he's learning another Parsha. But Al Kapone ben Negeir Rabbi Yosef, he told him the Rabbein Shalom was Isaac now in the Parsha that you are Isaac in. Pelegish Begide. Now let us see Rashi. Zikt Rashi. Misham lekan mibovel eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef had sent to Rav Chisda that the Gittin that come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Misham lekan, mibovel eretz Yisrael, they don't step on any nicht. So Rabbi Yosef is the Samcho, Roy Lismay Cholo, Vayitnu Hayelet. So Rashi says, Shehoyu Mishtayim Beretz Yisrael. They stayed long in Eretz Yisrael. Umeinichen nisheseim agunis. Their wives were agunis. Ubetelim mipirye verivye. And they were not Isaac and Pirye verivye. Shenekel beineyem yelodim v'yelodis. So that means it wasn't an important thing. The children weren't important by them. They weren't Isaac and Pirye verivye. So that was the criticism of Rabbi Yosef. He says that's just like the Pasuk. Vayitnu hayelad b'zayna v'yaldamachu b'yayin v'yishta. That means they were unconcerned about their children. So he says, well, that's a Pasuk in Yoel. That's it's not too complimentary. So Rabbi Yosef had said number one, Jesus is b'chal is a bar samch. Number two, you see, he's not a bar samcha because he wrote seven words without tzirtzot. Shtayim. Rabbi Yitzchak said shtayim, shtay teves, two words. Kaisim in a mikra b'loy tzirtzot. But here he wrote seven words without tzirtzot. So the man says, Bishlam imil said it al yibisvore. Ilay habisov alo midata. It means halacha. That one could figure out midaita dinabshay l'chay claim shapi matzis l'meim d'lav gavra rabbi. He's not a gavra rabbi. He doesn't have he can't be. He doesn't have a sfori yeshori. He doesn't figure it out. But the whole thing is a gemara. Gemara l'shmi leha gemara d'Rabbi Yitzchak. So the gemara answers. So abaye taina. That's what's taina number one. Taina number two, you know, Rabbi Yosef, the askim mori al yodei, the galis loisoid lechavin dvorim hastumim ala mitoso. Now that's what this is, Amir de Karashi over here. That means, when we learn the Gemara, l'chayre, we will learn different than Rashi. The Gemara is taining, Abaye said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu askim al yodei, so we would learn, that Rabbi Yosef said a pshat vatizne means zvuv motze. Rabbi Yisrael says, Rabbi Yosef says zvuv motze. So I was masking to ishtik teire. That's how we would learn. He said ishtik teire. In such a haskom, Rabbi Yisrael is masking to ishtik teire. It's gewaldic. From Rashi it would seem that's not such a criteria. Could be he's not a gavra rabbi. Could be he also will say a good shtick teir. It's not mukach. Midachsach, I once saw on Sefer Hasidim, I can't find it now, but I think it's someplace there. I once saw on Sefer Hasidim something very interesting. Sefer Hasidim, it says, if Reuven heard from Beryl, shtick teir, geschmack shtick teir. This Beryl is not such a big tzaddik. You heard a mardik shtick teir from me. So when Reuven is going to relate it to other people, Sif will say, no, I heard a shtick teira from Beryl. No one will listen to Beryl. So when you say over, you know, I heard someone said over shtick teira and told them the shtick teira. Then they'll then they'll appreciate the Shtik Torah. A similar thing he says, what if Reuven heard a Shtik Torah from Chatzkel? Chatzkel was a Yidda Tzadik. But the Shtik Torah was a Pesazoi, not too good. It was a Pesazoi. So he says, don't tell all over that Chatzkel said this. People start looking down at Chatzkel. A Pesazoi Shtik Torah. Say, I heard a Shtik Torah. As I dachsen my one saw this in Sefer Chassidim. I think so. So I'll upon him, so in Kainim Anachnu, so a Beryl can say a good Shtik Torah, Philo, he's not from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim also. But I'll upon him, so Mamela, that's why could be Rashi did not say that the goddess of Rabbi Yosef was that he said a good Shtik Torah. No, the goddess of Rabbi Yosef was Askim more al yoda legalis loisoid. The Rabbi Nishlam was megale to him asoid. Lechaven dvorim astumim al amitosom. That means, in Vatizne, that he should be mechaven. That Vatizma means motzos vuv. So, with seichel, with yegiyeh, you could never stick a zvuv into the batizne. No, the Rabbi Nishlam, this is the side of the posik. You need a gilui of this side from the Rabbi Nishlam. The Rabbi Nishlam would not be megala side to a person if he wouldn't be a kafra rabbit. Ask him mori al yodis. Amor de kezach, nagavurche. I think we had mentioned it a few times, but we'll mention it once more. The Kohen says that there are three Chelkei HaTeire, Teire Shebiksav, Teire Shebalpe, and Sisrei Teire. Three Chelokim. And each Chelik has Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soit. So that means Teire Shebiksav, the Soitis HaTeire, Teire Shabal Peh, the Seidus HaTeire, and Sisrei Teire, this Pshat Remesh Drush Seid. And so comes that Teire in its entirety, the 12 Chalokim. And the Goyin says, that's what Ki Zeh Kol HaOdom, says Gematri Yud Beis, that means Odom, Kol HaOdom, so he has this Zeh, he has these Yud Beis Chalokim. So, I saw the Bereshit Rav once said, what is the sod of Teire Shebal Peh? So he said, the sod of Teire Shebal Peh is the Ktzais and the Nesivis and Rabbi Kebeger and the Tumim. That means that they saw the Dvorim HaNitmonim in Teire Shebal Peh. You learn a Teisvus in Teima v'Yeshleima. What was the Oymik Kavonis HaTeisvus and the Kashin and the Teretz? This is the site of Teire Shebal Peh. Not Sisrei Teire. This is the site. And the site of Teire Shebiksav we see in Arashi, that he figured out Vatizne means Zvuv Motzo. That's the site. It's Tomul. You can't see it. You need special Giluyim. Then the Sisrei Teire. That's another Miktsoya. He brings down the Goyim learned the Pshat in Sisrei Teire, the Arizal learned the Drash of Sisrei Teire, which we don't begin to know both of them. But I'll call upon him. But there's Soidis in Teire Shebiksav. And we see what Rashi calls a Soid. Legalis lay Soid lechavan dvorim astumim alamitosam. To be Zoiche to such a Gilia Soid that you have to be a Gavra Rabbi. Batizna olo pilakshay, the pilagish begive. See, they speak about pilagish begive. Batizna socha olo, she did an avlete. Zvug motzolo bekaoro, nima motzolo lekami meforish. Vaashkeche garsine, nima motzo vehikpit, meforish time of ozo, was makpit on the hair. Nima boise mokim, vidaka hoye, vidalt, they used to take off the seyer, that the boil should not become mistaken li osay klus shofcha. Umishum de sakantahu hikped oleho ubocha mibnei emosu. Since it's a sakona, that's why he was makpis. Let us see Tosfos. Vayitnu hayelad bezoina. So Tosfos translates the, so Rashi said pshat in posik, that the children, they were makel the piriyah v'riviyah, so it seems children didn't have a chivas by them, so that was the, that's how we stelt through this posik. Vayitnu hayelad bezoina, lefi shehein mishtayim be'eretz Yisrael, hoyu b'neyim b'neiseim mishtabdim b'shvil mezoina. Tosfos learns a different pshat. Aino bezoina b'shvil mezoina means the children were working hard for food. And they were learning in Eretz Yisrael. Vayim meforish Rabbi Natam, kidom b'yersham yuvda hava b'chad shemocha b'taylul meitayre. He sold his daughter, v'holach v'lomad. Vayitnu a yelad b'zayis, that means that he supported himself with his daughter, he could sit and learn. Now, I'll skip over this Tosfos and Yotzei Shem tomorrow to learn it. Zvuv, let's just see the last two Tosfos. Zvuv motzalo, nima motzalo. Mivatizne olo dolish. Loshen znus, v'loshen mozay. Now, so the one, is Rabbi Yonason, that darshened Nima Motzalo, so he learned Batizne Zaloshen Znutz. And Rabbi Vyoso, who learned that Zvuv Motzalo, he found it in his plate, so Batizne, the Silchin was in the Mozin. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, if Nima Motzalo, so what Shaykhaz does this have to Znutz? This kasha the rifen in Yaakov asks on Tosfos. We give znus. There's nima, there's no znus. As a factor of kasha. So he wants to say a teretz, the rif on the in Yaakov, he wants to say as follows. He says, the zaynais also used to be mishayin nimais. Why were they mishayin nimais? That those who were boiled them should become a krushofto. That they shouldn't become this abba, that people should not know they were mezane. So Vatizne, she did a maise zoyne, just like a zoyne is mishayra nime. Shloitis abba mi boyalo. So she did the same thing. Vimtaima omenolon lehavis nus mamich. Ein mikre yetz midei pshutai. Boyma rabbi nechanano miderotza laharzira. He wanted to take her back. We find that Avshalom was told to be boil of Pilakshe Ovich. And those that he was boil, so you see that Tovah didn't take them back. So you see, even though they were Palakshim, but the minig was that they didn't take them back. The Meforshim ask Akasha, the Yavits, others ask Akasha, the Nyakev, I think the Mishlam Malach ask Akasha. And Luchel, we have to understand what Tosfos is saying. The Maisa, Tosfos says like this, Tosfos says the minig was, that a pilegish that was mizana, even though meikeh hadin, there's no issues. That's what Tosfos seems to understand. That pilegish is below kedushin, below ksube. That means because Tosfos is talking about menhogim over here. If we're speaking about a pilegish, he has kedushin, so she's also outside. So what's able to talk about? But Tosfos learns a pilegish is, that's what the Alzik Varav says. A pilegish is that pilegish is below kedushin. So Memele, so Meikad in the Pelegish is Mutter. But the meaning was that Pelegish, there was Mezana, they wouldn't take them back. So therefore, here he wanted to take back his Pelegish. So Memele, so we see it wasn't Znus, it was something else. That's Pshat and Tosfos. But the Meforshim asks, and Tosfos being Zaraya, that the minig was that they didn't take back a pilagish, so Taisa bin Zaraya from the Pilakshe David. So the Mephoshim asked, Pilakshe David, number one, there it wasn't Znus, there they were Ma'anis then. Number two, there was Bechlala different Indian, because a Sharbet Shel Melech, Hedit not to be Mishtamish with it. So since it was in the Shtamshu, they had it, that's why he didn't take them back. She don't even hear, and she don't even arrive from Pilakshe David. So they asked this Kasha and Taisus. Nima Motzala, Vim Taim Omer, Vesan Hedon Perikai and Godel, She'en Lam Lubnais Yisrael Seyer, Loi Beis HaShechi, Loi Beis HaElbe, It didn't grow Bechlal Seyer by them, some of those manim, Yishleim in the Bas Yifas Teir Hoysa, Kedem Shani Hosam Gabi Tomer. I mean, she wasn't a pure Bas Yisrael, she was a Bas Yifas Teir from Agoite, so Memel, that's why she had Tzaddis.